This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's hour number two. We're off and running of a very big night. And coming up this hour, of course, the Ladies' Lounge. That's why we switch sets. And that's why a little bit later on we will hear from Dr. Monica Crowley, who is making a return to the lounge. And we will also hear from, for the first time, Bhatia Ungar Sargon, an editor at Newsweek in the opinion editorial section of that publication, who has a very interesting premise, and I think it's one that's hard to argue with, that the political left in this country chooses to side with criminals more than it does with the law-abiding citizens. And I want to ask her about this, because this is something that I've noticed for quite some time. And I guess it hits me particularly poignantly after what we saw yesterday here in New York.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me, and all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be to you all.
As the grandson of a former uniform-wearing officer, there's not a day that goes by that I don't see a policeman in uniform, that I don't see a service member in uniform, that I don't see a member of the FDNY or an emergency worker. There's not a moment that goes by that I don't see those people that put their life on the front lines for us and don't come away immensely moved and gratified that they have chosen to do so. And as Jason Rivera was buried yesterday, and in, for those of you listening by way of radio, what they just saw during that Irish brogue was a long procession. Probably more than 30,000 uniformed police officers, some from all over the world, and some from the bulk of them from right here in New York City, paying their final respects to a rookie cop, a man who came into the service with the express desire to make a difference in the world around him. Talked about it, if you listen to his brother's portion of the eulogy, his entire life. He wanted to go and he wanted to change the world. He wanted to make a difference. And as you heard his wife eulogize him, she made it very clear that some of the policies that are now being pursued in the argument of public safety. This is what I don't understand. I've asked this question for a long time. When you have people from the political and ideological and theological left that all want to say that America is terrible and they want to tear down our institutions and they say that we've done it wrong completely all the way around, How do you argue for the good results that have come about? No one that I know of, literally no one, and especially the cops that I know, I don't know of a single service member in public safety, the armed forces, anywhere else, that would say that they want people that wear the uniform to behave badly. And yet, when George Floyd was murdered by an officer who was found guilty of that murder and sent to prison for that murder, when he was murdered, and even the police superintendent in the Twin Cities, even the mayor of that city, even the governor of that state, when they came out and said, this is wrong and we condemn it, and thousands of police organizations across the globe said, we condemn it as well, we don't approve of those methods, that didn't stop the political left, the social and cultural left, the left that wants to create anarchy and so undermine and sow dissension in every corner of society. It didn't stop any of them from going forward and saying, no, you can't trust police. Police are the bad guys. Friends, it was sub-freezing yesterday when those tens of thousands of police officers waited on that street for more than an hour to pay their final respects to now detective, posthumously ranked up to detective, Jason Rivera. It was a moving moment and a reminder that life is fragile and that we, in a law-abiding society, in a desire to have a safe society, in a desire to have a society that looks and resembles something that we all want to participate in, that there is a moral difference between right and wrong, between good and evil. And when Alvin Bragg, the district attorney for the borough of Manhattan, comes in and says, we're not going to prosecute crime for these offenses and these offenses and these offenses, that's not his job. If those crimes are unjust, it's up for a judge to point them out, and it's up for the city council to rework them, to relabel them, to redo them. But the prosecutor's entire job is to take what the police do, bring in those who are arrested and charged with crimes, and to prosecute those crimes. And to keep those who do that evil at bay from the rest of lawful society. And they do that. Those men in blue do that. Those men and women in blue do that every day. Knowing the threat that when they confront someone, there could be a violent reaction. Or as in Detective Rivera's case, minding his own business, being called to the job, being ambushed, and being murdered. There were a couple of cops just a couple of years ago that were just sitting in their squad car and killed in cold blood. We've seen it happen not just in New York, but in Los Angeles and in other major cities across America. Friends, tonight, we as a nation need to have a deep, thorough understanding of what is at stake here. There are those who sit in the halls of power, in the White House and in Congress and on city halls and on city councils and in mayor's offices and in governor's offices that do not want law and order to pervade in our country. They want an open border that is ultimate chaos. They want to fly around people that don't have a loyalty to our country and to penetrate the suburbs and the places of safety that people currently have. This is the actual actions being taken by the left in America today. And if you're not left enough, if you're not all the way on the woke team, they will undermine your ability to do your job. I didn't vote for Mayor Adams here in New York City. I didn't endorse him. I wanted his opponent to win. But when he made his inaugural speech and said he is committed to bringing public safety back under control, that he has the backs of the law enforcement officers in New York, when he said we are putting Black Lives Matter and criminals on notice, you will not burn down our city and act as though you get away with it. All of New Yorkers, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, we all stood up and applauded for that. And when he said to the mayor and to the state senate and to the state assembly leaders, guys, you're on my political team. I need your help. This bail reform law has allowed criminals to re-enter society again and again and again after committing sometimes violent and heinous crimes. And we've got to put them in jail, and we've got to say, a judge can determine whether or not they need bail or not. And when the governor, Hochul, when the state Senate leader, Andrea Stewart Cousins, when the assembly leader, Mr. Hasty, says back to Mayor Adams, "You're not one of us. You're on your own." Friends, this is the ending of society. This is the crumbling of what we know to be safe. He's got a DA in his borough that won't enforce the laws, and he has state management, state higher offices that won't give him help in the laws that need to be changed. That's why it is so vital, friends. That is why it is so vital for us every single day. When you pass a police officer this week, shake his hand, shake her hand, thank them for their service, and let them know that you stand with them for the safety and benefit of your city, your state, and your nation. I'm Kevin McCullough. Lots more to discuss about this and other things. Dr. Monica Crowley joins me next as we continue right on into the Ladies' Lounge. And then a little bit later on, journalist Batya Unger Sargon makes her debut in the Ladies' Lounge, talking about the left and criminality and why they go together. Plus, a return to... Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And I'm always thrilled to have the brilliant center-right minds of the many women that have come to this platform over the years. I've long held this opinion that talk radio is far too male. It's male-hosted, produced, call-screened, booked, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think that leaves out half of the really important conversation when you approach it from that standpoint. So I've proactively included women in the discussion for every year going back the last decade on all my shows, on all my platforms. And I'm so honored to have my next guest back with me because she is one of those women that somehow went into talk radio and made it work, overcoming those male obstacles, and she continues to shine bright after her service in the Trump administration. Monica Crowley, Dr. Crowley, welcome back. Good to see you.
Hi, Kevin. So great to be back with you, and thank you so much for those very kind words.
Well, and let's talk about that for just a second, because while I have chosen this path in saying I'm going to proactively put females on my platform and I'm going to engage the female mind purposefully, intentionally, some people say then I don't have the right to criticize Joe Biden, who says he's going to put a black female on the Supreme Court. Do you see any difference? I think I see a difference, but I'm not sure if other people do. What's the truth there, Dr. Crowley?
Well, you know, the fact you put on very intelligent, accomplished women on your show is a testament to you, Mr. McCullough. You are an incredibly enlightened gentleman for doing that, but also your audience benefits from hearing a range of points of view, and that includes from women or where women are coming from, including conservative women. So bravo to you. But yeah, I mean, we are in this weird identity politics feeding frenzy in this country, and it is exemplified by what President Biden said this week and frankly what he said during the campaign, which is if he had the opportunity to choose a Supreme Court justice, it would be a black woman. Well, black women are about 6% of the country, so he is actually actively excluding about 94% of America in his choice for the Supreme Court. It's his prerogative to do that, but we know that that they are all defined by identity politics, and that just the checking off of boxes, they consider that in and of itself an accomplishment.
Yeah. No, and I think that I do see a distinct difference because, as you said, I'm not just inviting whoever to sit down. I want to hear from those that are accomplished, be it various expertise that that come to the table. And when it comes to the Supreme Court, to your point, if we're not picky about the type of legal judicial temperament that sits in that seat, when can we be? And shouldn't the highest court in the land deserve only the very best mind, kind of blind to color, race, you know, the gender, sex, etc.?
And that's exactly what it should be. You know, Lady Liberty and Lady Justice with the scales, and she's blindfolded because justice is supposed to be blind, and we are supposed to have the equal application of the law in this country. And we're supposed to be a meritocracy, Kevin. And for a long time we were, and then somehow we lost our way. And certainly the left is defined by identity politics. It's about checking boxes, like I said, and it's all based on race and ethnicity and gender and sexual orientation rather than who is best for the job, yeah, necessarily. And look, there are folks on our side who also are guided by this. You know, they don't want to be criticized as being someone who's a warrior for the patriarchy or, you know, for white supremacy. They're so afraid of being defined that way by the press and by their opponents. opponents, that they go down this road as well. And a lot of times you end up with personnel in very high positions guiding the country who don't deserve to be there, or frankly are, you know, number 10 on the list, but because they check other boxes, they rise to the top of the list. A great nation cannot continue this way. I don't see a way out. I don't have a solution, Kevin, but, you know, great nations don't continue down these kinds of roads and survive.
Well, and this kind of delves into what you wrote about this last week in the New York Post, and you basically argue that Joe Biden has claimed to be this, like, really, you know, nice guy, you know, good old Joe kind of image that he's had of himself for the longest time, but that we're really starting to see a very nasty, mean, kind of crotchety old man instead. And that's showing up in policy as well.
Yeah, you know, I decided to write this piece for the New York Post this week, Kevin, which I also posted on my social media accounts, so on Twitter and Getter, at Monica Crowley, and you can also find it on my Instagram, at Monica Crowley.
That's where I found it, yes.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to write it because when he lashed out at Peter Ducey this week and called him a stupid SOB, everybody sort of was surprised by it. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Joe Biden has been on the national stage for 50 years. That's five decades. And there has been a real pattern of behavior from him that should not surprise anybody who's been paying attention to Joe Biden. And what I discerned and decided to write about in this column is that for all of this time, Joe Biden has had a very similar MO whenever he is asked a question that he doesn't want to field. And that's most questions over the course of his career.
Yep.
And that is that he does that faux tough guy act. You know, that fake, like, Rambo, a warrior guy, I'm going to come and get you. And so he puts on this fake anger. And he knits his brow and wags his finger and raises his voice and gets in your face. And then he turns on his heel and walks away. And the whole point of that is to try to humiliate the questioner into a cowed silence, which has been very effective for him throughout his career. He's been able to skirt accountability and avoid tough questions, or even the most fundamental questions, simply by putting on that act and using that strategy. And then most of the time there's no follow-up and he just skates. Well, now he's in the presidency and he's trying to keep up that routine, and in large part he's succeeding because he enjoys the protection and the support of the press, so they don't press him. But the point I wanted to make is that he had always an innate nastiness to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always had an irrational anger. So he's always been a hack and a jerk, Kevin, but now what makes it worse is two things. One, he's a hack and a jerk with some serious dementia and cognitive challenges, and two, he's a hack and a jerk with dementia sitting in the Oval Office.
Right.
So that's why I wrote the piece, because people really need to focus on what we are dealing with the president and the commander-in-chief. I've run out of adjectives to describe this. Unconscionable and frankly evil are the two that I reach for the most.
Yeah, well, it is really astounding to see. And I'm thankful that we get to pick on great analysis from people like you. And thanks for joining us and helping us understand a little bit better.
Of course. Always my pleasure.
Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
And yet to come, more music in the Music Spotlight tonight, and Batya Ungar Sargon joins us next in the Ladies' Lounge. Kevin McCullough, make sure you get the podcast. We are everywhere that podcasts can be found, especially Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audible, iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, all those and more. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A massive blizzard is hitting the Northeast, causing power outages in the region and forcing cancellations of thousands of flights. The storm pummeled New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are being recorded. Tens of millions of people are under winter weather alerts, stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Wind gusts are reported up to 40 miles per hour, but they're expecting more along the coast. Over 10 million people in the Northeast are under blizzard warnings. The National Weather Service is warning that the nor'easter could bring near-record snowfall and blizzard conditions to most of New England. Power outages are widespread, and thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. One of the things that I have noticed in recent months, though I think it's been a trend for longer than what current commentary and other voices are raising it as, is that for a long, long time, the left, at the very best, has winked at crime and encouraged a softer enforcement of some of the crimes that are out there. And at worst, they've actually sided with criminals and said, we're gonna help do your work with you. And this can apply into a wide range of things, everything from the boycott, divest movement against Israel and all of the crime that's done against Israel, all the way down to local bail reform efforts in different states. In New York, of course, we have really wrestled with having, basically an elitist, progressive, left of center, political class that has just rubber stamped criminal activity to the degree that you can have pretty serious crimes just be given a desk appearance ticket and told to come back. oftentimes some of those criminals returning, being arrested a second time before the first set of paperwork has been filled out. So this is the kind of the trouble that we're up against. And so when I read recently the headline to my next guest's most recent piece, I thought, you know what, this is someone who really gets it. Batya Unger Sargon is joining us, and she's written for Spectator World. She's also edited, I believe, Newsweek, and she's been a part of other editorial and commentary works. And Batya, it's good to have you. I hope that I'm doing your name justice. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored to be here with you.
You've got it. So is my premise, is my observation accurate?
You know, it's complicated. What I believe is happening right now is that progressives are in a moment of overcorrection. So I think something that both sides of the political aisle have come to understand, including most recently President Trump, is that we do have a mass incarceration problem. We do have a problem with, you know, enforcing our laws in a way that is not race blind, right? We do struggle with that still. We have a ways to go to ensure that every American gets equal treatment before the law. Now, that said, I agree with your premise entirely. I think the progressive movement right now has gone into complete overcorrection mode, to where they are siding with criminals instead of with their victims. And those victims are the people progressives claim to care about. They're poor people of color, black children, black elderly people whose neighborhoods have become simply war zones, due in large part to overreach by progressive district's attorney, who are on a decriminalization kick. And that met the sort of the COVID murder surge, you know, those two things met together, to where you're just seeing every single day a child get shot, every single another, you know, Asian woman get pushed in front of the train tracks. And I really believe that this is not about politics. This is not about race. It's about class. It's about the fact that progressives tend to be educated at very fancy schools, and they live in very safe enclaves, but in blue states. So they vote in these soft on crime politicians and district's attorney to make themselves feel good and feel all virtuous. And then it's poor people of color, working class people, who have to bear the burden of that. That's sort of, you know, that's the thesis of my book, Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy, which is that a lot of what looks like it's about politics, a lot of what looks like it's about race is actually about a class divide, where progressives are simply have become part of the elites and are enforcing what makes them feel virtuous and ruining the lives of the working class.
I couldn't agree more strongly with what you just said. And the fact that you've classified it as a class issue, I think, is really important for people to understand. But I want to drill down on just one thing, and I want to see if you're pushing back against that or not, because I wasn't clear from what you just said. It's not just the confluence of the times and overcorrection, is it, that is causing this kind of worldview to take hold in the progressive left? Aren't there actual belief systems and worldview values that simply either refuse to acknowledge traditional, let's say, Judeo-Christian ethics of morality, or even less than that, a simple objective idea that there are laws for everyone that should be enforced equally? Is there a double-sided, kind of a twin-side philosophy that some of these progressives hold in their deepest, you know, worldview value sets?
So I would expand the thing they're rejecting to include Islam as well, because I think what they're rejecting is a worldview that's based on religion, but based on the belief in a higher power, based on the idea that there's a difference between right and wrong, and that is what, as a society, we should be focused on. I think that the left has replaced a worldview based on right versus wrong with a worldview based on powerful versus powerless. That is the only thing they recognize, and whoever they perceive to be less powerful, that is virtue for them.
Powerful observation. Batya Unger Sargon, stay with us. We're coming right back. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Radio Night Live, we're back. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Our guest, Batya Unger Sargon, is the editor at Newsweek for the editorial opinion page there. And, Batya, we were talking during the break that really the definition of who has power and who doesn't is what drives the left when it comes to thoughts about what justice looks like.
Which imbues it with virtue, right? That means that in that situation, they're the right side and Israel's the wrong side, even though Israel is on the defensive there. So that's wokeness in a nutshell. It's whoever you perceive to have less power based purely on their race, by the way, right? If you have a billionaire black person, they are perceived to be the oppressed, you know, as opposed to a downwardly mobile opioid addicted white person, right? They would be the oppressor, right? So it's very, there's no sense of right versus wrong. And I completely agree with you that that is what we're seeing with this criminal justice stuff where, you know, so religious people, you know, I'm religious, I'm Jewish. Like, I believe that my God taught me that everybody is equal before the law because everyone is equal before him. And right. Therefore, the point of the legal system is for humans to replicate, you know, that divine sense that we are all equal and that we are all perfect and that, you know, the legal system is supposed to reflect that. Now, like I said before, I'm a lefty. I don't think it fully does that yet. I think President Trump understood that we have a long way to go. But at the same time, they're throwing out the baby with the bathwater and saying, you know, we cannot even speak about criminals if they're black, right? That's the situation here is like, because of the race of the perpetrators, it embarrasses white progressives to even admit that it's happening. And so they would rather sentence those black children to be shot in their little beds than talk about this because it embarrasses them because it puts the people of color, right, the perpetrators on the wrong side of that powerful, powerless equation.
Yeah, I just want to give an example of what you're talking about because this happens almost every weekend. So if there is a suburban white male child that is involved in a shooting of some sort, that receives immediate national attention. Everybody is paying attention to it. And the next thing that comes out is how bad guns are and guns need to be banned. And the problem is that the guns are causing all the killing, carnage, blah, blah, blah. Every weekend in Chicago, you have young black men shooting and trying to kill other young black men at rates that sometimes on a given weekend might dwarf a midtown city for an entire month or an entire year in other parts of the country. You may have 100 shooting victims in a given weekend. When we're talking about over the course of a whole year, you know, it takes a long time to get 100 murders on the books in some places. And yet there is almost zero scintilla of interest in anyone of the progressive stripe talking about it, addressing it, introducing public policy to deal with it, introducing awareness in forms of media to say, hey, let's find out what's going on. No one's challenging the mayor, who is an African-American woman herself. There is nothing being done or said about that on a regular basis, and yet it happens almost every weekend. And in other places, one event that may be rather bad in terms of its impact or whatever. I mean, I'm not taking any mass shooting as a light incident, but it, you know, you have one that happens in the rest of the country over the course of however many days, weeks, months, year, and everything stops. You have this going on in Chicago every week, and almost nothing is drawn to address it.
Yeah, you know, there was this situation about 6 months ago. I was watching the news, and Fox News started reporting on a mass shooting, a school shooting. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, clear the schedule, right? I'm an opinion editor at Newsweek, so I guess we're going to be doing, you know, gun control, all of this stuff. I turn on MSNBC, I turn on CNN, nothing. There's nothing about it. And there's a manhunt on for the shooter, for the kid who shot three of his fellow students and a teacher. I'm sitting there watching the news, and I'm like, how is it that there is, a mass shooting, a school shooting, the bread and butter of the liberal media, and only Fox News is covering it? What's going on here? And, you know, I've conferred with one of my friends later, who's a black columnist for me, and he was like, he knew instantly what was happening. When I described it to him, he said, because the shooter was black, and because the child who shot the other children was black, it got classified immediately in the liberal media as urban crime rather than mass shooting, and they didn't even cover it. Like, that's how deep this goes.
Wow.
You know, more children died in Chicago of gun shooting last year than of COVID. Okay, that's the situation we're talking about. But here's my gripe against Republicans. I think it's really good that Fox News and conservative media covers crime because crime is local news for poor and working class people. They are the ones sentenced to live with it, and we have to cover it because that's how you convince, you know, elected officials they have to do something about it. But here's my gripe against Republicans. I feel like they love covering this because it's by and large happening in Democratic-led cities and areas. So it's great because they get to dunk on their their opposition, but why you ever see Republicans going into black neighborhoods and saying, give me your vote, I'm going to give you school choice, and I'm going to bring law and order to this neighborhood so your child can get an excellent education and they won't have to walk through gang territory to get there and they won't get shot on the way. Why don't they do that? It's like they've seeded this ground and they only see it as an opportunity to dunk on the opponents, but they don't show up. And there's such a historic opportunity now, Kevin. The Democrats have abandoned these communities so deeply.
Let me push back just briefly on that, because I think that Trump changed that equation a little bit. You had Trump and Trump associates going into the urban centers in the 2016 and the 2020 campaigns much more aggressively in the 2020 campaign, and talking about their issues and developing policies that actually benefited them. If you look at the rise in the economic ability of the average household over the course of Trump's years, Latinos and blacks advanced far greater in much shorter periods of time than they had in most of the modern era. And I consider that since Nixon, because that was when I was born. But in most of this time, you had such rapid advancement. And nobody has asked the question why that happened in the main portion of media. No one's asked that question. You are exactly right. You have to go into the neighborhoods. You have to ask the questions. And you know what? You have to respond. Batya, we so appreciate you being with us. Batya Unger Sargon, and read her great piece in the Spectator World, because she's right. The left and what they are doing by way of crime, siding with criminals instead of siding with the victims, I think it's going to be disastrous, and it sure has been in our city here in New York. Batya, appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
And when we conclude tonight's Radio Night Live, back to the Music Spotlight stage with another contribution from the cast of Encanto. That's coming up next on Radio Night Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the music spotlight stage, here's the cast of Encanto and Surface Pressure.
Why would anything go wrong? I'm totally fine. The magic's fine. Luisa's fine. I'm totally not nervous.
Your eyes doing the same.
I'm the strong one. I'm not nervous. I'm as tough as the crust of the earth is.
Okay.
I move mountains. I move churches. And I glow because I know what my worth is.
Of course. I mean, hey, where are you going?
I don't ask how hard the work is. Got a rough, indestructible surface. Diamonds and platinum, I find them, I flatten them. I take what I'm handed, I break what's demanded. But under the surface, I feel berserk as a tightrope walker in a three-ring circus. Under the surface, was Hercules ever like, yo, I don't wanna fight Cerberus. Under the surface, I'm pretty sure I'm worthless if I can be of service. A flower crack, a straw in a stack, to break the camel's back. What breaks the camel's back is fashion like the drip, drip, drip that'll never stop. Whoa. Pressure that'll tip, tip, tip till you just don't bust. Whoa. Oh. Give it to your sister, your sister's older. Give her all the heavy things we can't shoulder. Who am I if I can't run with the flow? If I fall to pressure like a drip, 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 then it won't let go. Something is gonna hurt us under the surface. The ship doesn't swerve as it hurt how big the iceberg is under the surface. I think about my purpose. Can I somehow preserve it? Line up the dominoes, the life wind blows. You try to stop it, stop it, but on and on it goes. But wait, if I could shake the crushing weight of expectations, would that free some room up for joy? Relaxation or simple pleasure, instead we measure this growing pressure. Keep growing, keep going, cause only nothing. Pressure like a drip, drip, drip that'll never stop. Whoa. Pressure that'll tip, tip, tip till you just go bump. Doesn't hurt and see if she can handle every family burden. Watch as she buckles and bends but never breaks. No mistakes, just press it like a grip, 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 and it won't let go.
The cast of Encanto and Surface Pressure, just another hit from the most now successful Disney soundtrack of all time, even outdoing Let It Go and Frozen. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Saturday night. If you're up late, join us again on Biz TV right now or a little bit later on Sunday on the Salem News Channel at 9 p.m.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.